Dimension walking is the ability to move physically in an altered state of consciousness, allowing you to experience a second, third, fifth, and higher level of dimension around you.
Are you able to move physically?
Let me continue. When you walk, you can see or experience an environment around you, which is, let's say you're walking on a road, and you can see the trees, and you see the plants, and you can see whatever. When you walk dimensionally in the right state of consciousness, which we will go over, you can see electrical storms on the land. You will see what seems to be sparks everywhere. You can see objects moving through the air. You can see entities. You can see dimensional things of a variety of arrays. There's no limit to say what you can and will not see, because every environment that you put yourself in can be very different. Dimension walking is for experiencing. What I mean by that is it's largely something that you experience within you and something that you experience by observing. Nothing's going to leap out and grab you. Nothing's going to shock you, whatever. I mean, it could happen, but generally not, okay, for this topic. Okay?
Stuff that's already there, you just wouldn't really see it.
You would not normally, under normal circumstances, see these things, no. The idea is to train you to become aware of the things that are there and make them more aware. In other words, see them in better detail. And also see things that you never thought were there before.
Is this the development of the sixth sense, so to speak?
Well, it's raising your sensory. Your sensory is set at, let's say, 35, so what you see is what you see. But yet, there are a million different things going on in here. For me, I can see things that is just mind-blowing compared to what you guys see. For me, everything has an illumination. Everything has molecular structure. It's like switching through cable channels. I can just flip through mentally and just see different things. Just by thinking about it, I see things. By just letting my tonal come down and just becoming like the same level you guys are, I still see certain things. There's like an intensity of illumination. But other than that, it's pretty much what you see. Except from time to time, my mind will go and I'll see certain objects and duck, and it looks kind of silly at times, I suppose. But
so you're getting triangle floating on my head?
More or less, sometimes. You know, there's all sorts of things going on, but the idea is for you guys to slowly become more aware of these things. The number one thing that I will stress to you, and you will ultimately fail, is persistence, consistency. If you do not work on something consistently, you will never evolve to a level of experiencing it fully. One of the biggest problems I have with teaching that I get a little questionable is what I'm teaching you guys should be something that takes over a course of 30 to 50 years of teaching, if I was to teach you correctly. Okay, that means every single subject that I'm working with, we would have to go over almost an entire year until you guys were perfected in it, until you guys could just see everything that I'm experiencing. But because life in modern day and times does not allow this, what I'm doing is offering you, as I've said in the past, a toolbox. And the toolbox is that I'm handing you knowledge very quickly, very fast. I'm making you aware of this kind of knowledge. I'm making you aware that it exists. And I'm giving you the basic principles and structures as to how to make yourself capable of experiencing and doing these things. The problem is, because the download of information is so fast, so quick, with everything that I teach, there's no time for you guys to become perfected with it, because I'm not pushing you to perfect it every time I see you, that one subject, constantly working on it. It is up for you to develop it. Whether you develop it now or you develop it 20 years from now, you still have that kind of knowledge. And my premise for this is I just don't have enough time to teach. Someday I will stop teaching, very likely. Number two, I could die. Anything could happen. Thirdly, you know, the world has very, you know, unusual circumstances. Who knows what will happen if I'm separated or not? So the point is that you have this knowledge and you can utilize it for whatever gains or means you want, okay? Providing that your heart's in the right place, I hope it's all good things. In either case, so again, persistence, consistency is the number one secret to learning and developing anything. If you think you're just going to practice one or two times and you're going to walk away saying, oh, well, I can do this and I can do that, I guarantee you, no matter what you see from what I've taught you and you think is impressive, it's 1,000 times more impressive if you can work on it and develop it even further and further and further. You guys are only touching or grazing something that you cannot even begin to comprehend. You're like a blind person touching a wall and going, oh, it's large, and it turns out to be the Empire State Building, and you're on one little tiny square corner of it. You have no idea of comprehending what is really the capability of these things. And I see it a lot in my students. They just have no idea. They experience it. But I think that the human ability to for making one absolutely willfully pushed to the most extremist levels is very lacking. I think it's an extraordinary human being that can do that. I think for most people, they experience it, they enjoy the knowledge, and they grow with it, but they don't really take it to become an extremist. And I would hope that all of you guys do. So remember, if you want to develop this to its full potential, practice makes perfect. You must be persistent, persistent, persistent in practicing what you are learning. Dimension walking is, for those of you who've used drugs, which I am a very strong advocate against, is kind of like using acid. It's kind of like walking down a road in the middle of the night on about 10 hits of acid. And I do mean literally 10, not 1, not 4, not 3. I mean 10, which is a large amount. And you all of a sudden start to become aware of things that you just either are a hallucination, a trick of your mind, or you just are becoming aware of something that was always there. In either case, the point is that by going into this state of consciousness, you can do the same thing and even more without any drugs. And the point is this information is actually useful, because when you are on a hallucinogen, your mind is so scattered you can't even begin to really appreciate something, really. I mean, you may think you can, but you really can't. And you lose most of the data and the information and its complexity when you come down off of it. Where in this case, you can retain an immense amount of information. So this is one of the things, but don't expect to have an intense experience immediately. Yes, it's that state of consciousness. I would definitely say that you became on a higher awareness. The form of meditation I teach is definitely universally everything that's here.
And at the same time, the walls were breathing, and I was seeing little hallucinations that I've seen on tap. I also was seeing how that you feel.
Right. Well, everybody is, again, working out therapy when you meditate. Everybody can have different experiences. It depends what your brain is more designed for. And that's the area you're going to go into, and you'll eventually work past that, and you're going to have other experiences. But those are excellent experiences. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to ask. So basically, what we're going to teach us is to willfully be able to be aware of that instead of dropping acid, forcing it.
Correct. So the point is that that's the concept of dimension walking. I have come to the decision that you cannot be a successful dimension walking if you are with others than if you were by yourself. And there are several reasons, of which I think that I tapped off slightly on with you guys. If you use Mandela thinking, you might be able to adapt. But I'll put Matt on the spot here a little bit if he's with us. Maybe he can explain why I suggest this reason.
Yourself and not enough other people. Mm-hmm. Instead of focusing,
yeah,
be able to delve within yourself and give. If you were
set out to accomplish that feat when you're walking down the way, it would be a lot easier without any friendly, you know, people with you that would be wanting your attention or something like that. And just on another case, their energy, you know, being so close and so familiar to you, perhaps, you know, like affecting you and stuff like that. If you're by yourself, you're totally with yourself.
Who was I discussing with? I think it was you, Jason, where we were discussing a perfect example about your friend, and you were able to do the cards, and you were able to guess certain things, but as soon as somebody you knew started confronting you on it,
I started to show up.
And then you stopped. Well, it's kind of the same thing, okay? In either case, one of the things is if you are with someone